a former Jaguars player, now the offensive quality control coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars, our good friend Denard Robinson with us. D-Rob, what's up?
What's going on, JP? How you been, man? It's weird seeing you in this light now.
I know, right? It's been a little bit. It's really good to have you on staff this year, and thanks for taking the time this week to chat with us. You know, it's been an interesting transition for you. Fifth round pick of the Jaguars in 2013, of course. 4 years with the Jags as a running back. Went around a couple different teams after that trying to make your way in the league. Ended up in the Alliance of American Football at some point, right?
Yes, sir.
How difficult were those last couple years trying to stick it out as a player and then look forward to your future as well?
You know, I always had the coaching in my sight, you know, at all time because I love the game. I always wanted to stay around it. So I said, once I'm done with 8 years, 10 years, I want to, you know, get into coaching. But, you know, it happened a little faster than I expected. So it was cool, man. It was cool. Playing in the AAF was kind of cool. I kind of like, you know, there's a lot of young guys on the AAF team with me, and I would help them coach them and help them, you know, think like I was thinking, see what I was seeing, and the development as a player. And so I was just like, man, look, you got to do this, you got to do that. So the running back coach was like, man, you're gonna be a coach one day. The way you handle things, he was like, you're gonna be a coach one day. So shout out to him, man.
Denard, it's difficult though to get that first gig sometimes. And I believe your first opportunity to coach was in 2019 with the Jacksonville Dolphins. How did that come about? And I know it ended because the program ended. So what happened?
So it came about crazy. I don't know what, man. One of the guys at, in the AF, he actually was the strip coach. He knew the head coach at, JU. He actually gave me, the JU coach number, and I reached out to him. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to get into coaching. I don't know if you got a position open, but I would love to even volunteer just to get into coach, you know, just to get my feet in the door, our internship, whatever you want me to do, I do it, you know. So I end up meeting up with the coach. I end up coming up there, going to the facility, asking him, can I be involved? He said, yeah, not, without a doubt. But he's like, I can't pay you. So I was like, all right, cool, man. I just want to be around the game and just learn. I was rehabbing my knee. I had two my ACL and two everything in my knee. So I was rehabbing and coaching them, helping out with them whenever I could. And it was a blessing, man. When I got into it, I was like, this is a blessing. So thanks to Coach Shields for giving me the opportunity to start my career of coaching and being around the guys. So it was kind of good to be around football. And, you know, the program got shut down. It was a bittersweet feeling of my first time coaching. You know, it was great to be around those kids and see those smiles, that joy that they had coming up on Saturdays. And so it was fun.
Denard Robinson with us, Jaguars offensive quality control coach. So the program gets disbanded at JU. Where are you going next? Were there plans after that? What was going on in your head, in your career? You had just got your first coaching gig. Now it's gone. Now what? And how did you come across the Jaguars opportunity?
So, man, it's funny. I was actually still the coaching with JU, with the Dolphins. And, you know, that the gig, they we actually, at the end of the season, we was like, all right, we start recruiting. It was time to start recruiting. Now, half the coaches on the road. I couldn't go recruiting because I was only, you know, an intern. I couldn't go recruiting. So half the coaches on the road trying to go recruit guys. And they give us a call. They send an email out and tell us that, you know, come meet with us in the morning. And so we all thinking, the coach is like, we think we're getting fired. You know, it's over for us. Come to find out, it's kind of over for all of us. It's over for the coaches, I'm really, it was over for the players. You know, a lot of these players couldn't, you know, try to find somewhere to go. So, you know, it was an unfortunate situation for those guys. So I felt for those guys more than anything. And, you know, it was a couple of players that got scholarships to go other places. Our quarterback, Calvin, he ended up going to Hawaii. So I'm happy for him to be able to, you know, continue his career. Now he's on a bigger platform. So hopefully he can do the same things he did at JU.
So you've landed with the Jaguars as the offensive quality control coach. What are your day-to-day duties? And is there actually a list of those, or is it just – whenever somebody needs something, you're running around doing it?
A little bit of everything. So every week, I break down every game that we all the opponents that we have to face. So every week, I'll if we're facing a team, so every week I'll go to every team that we play against, break down their defense and break down, you know, our offense, put our offense in there. So I plug it in and do that, get that going. So when it's time for us to look at their film, that have our, you know, formations and our plays and our their alignments. So it's kind of cool to do that. And back to the question you asked me, how did I get the gig?
Yeah.
So I was actually coaching at JU, and then one day I hit up Marcus Poehler, and I text him. I'm like, hey man, how you doing? I'm getting into coaching. If you know anybody that, you know, that's interested in the coach, I'm still coaching, you know. I want to get into coaching. And I came up to the stadium for lunch, just to have lunch. And you know, some of the guys, I end up seeing you too.
I remember that day. So, yes.
I seen Coach Doug. I seen Dave Caldwell. I seen all the coaches and talked to them, say hi to them. You know, they remember my face, and we chatted for a little bit. And you know, after a while, I end up, you know, staying in contact with Doug and staying in contact with MP. And I was just telling them, if y'all got anybody that knows that, you know, a job, I'm here. And they end up hitting me up and telling me, hey, man, if you interested in coaching with us, let's do it. And I was like, that's a no-brainer. You know,
pretty cool story there. Denard Robinson with the Jaguars offensive quality control coach. You know, you saw this as a player in the NFL.
Right.
Now you're kind of going the other way, coaching or helping coach players in the right. NFL. Is it what you expected going into it now that you're on the other side of the fence?
It's definitely a lot of stuff that you don't see as a player, you know. So, like, obviously what I do is behind the scenes. That's cool with me. I don't really, you know, I don't want the praise. But, you know, you do a lot of stuff that's behind the scenes. And you try to get those guys their notebooks on time, their paperwork, and all the film that you could possibly shoot to them. And all the paper, like, all the things that you break down for them to know what's going on. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff that's behind the scenes that, you know, a lot of guys wouldn't, you know, you ain't gonna see it on Sunday, but that's the preparation. You know, a lot of people don't ever see what you do to get to where you're at to have success on the football field. So, you know, now I'm starting to see, you know, what you have to do behind the scenes to help these guys be great on Sundays.
Denard Robinson with us. Big Ten is about to start finally, but I don't know how Michigan's gonna do this year, Denard. I'm sorry to say.
Man, I think we'll be all right. We're gonna be all right this year. I think Harbaugh gonna have the team going. We got Joe Milton starting at quarterback, and we got some good talented receivers, so I think they're going to do pretty dang good, man. I think those guys get it going, and I like the defense. The defense always show it big. So
great stuff. Always good to see you, man. Great to catch up, and let's get a W this week in L.A.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. We're going to go to L.A. and have fun, and hopefully we do what we have to do, take care of business, be our best team that we could possibly be.